last night, Russians celebrated as if their team had just won soccer's World Cup. The host nation has only qualified for the quarterfinals so far, but they're doing far better than expected. NPR's Lucian Kim joined the party in downtown Moscow.
Before the big game against Spain on Sunday, the Russian team tweeted to its fans that it was facing the most important match in its history. They weren't exaggerating. Russia has never made it this far in a World Cup, and the best performance by a Soviet team dates back to more than half a century ago. So when Russia upset Spain in penalty kicks 4-3, the country went crazy. The announcer on state TV couldn't contain himself, and neither could the fans in the Stolichny Bar in North Moscow. Out of the blue, the much-maligned Russian team defied all its critics and advanced to the quarterfinals, where it will face off against Croatia on Saturday. Anna Fyodorova, a manager in a perfume company, said nobody expected this outcome, and that's why Russia was partying like never before. There were people draped in Russian flags in downtown Moscow. Foreign visitors wore their colors too, and every nationality seemed present. People were tailgating next to the Bolshoi Theater, blasting music from their cars, drinking in the streets, and dancing with strangers. Vladimir Guskov, an actor, was loving it. Guskov said he was thankful for all the foreign visitors. Moscow is the capital of the world right now, he said. So here's to soccer, love, and people. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.